KSL News Time, 6:19. And let's take a look at your drive. Ricky Meese, how's it going out there today?
We are improving, but we still have some leftover slowdowns. If you're headed southbound on I-15, it's still heavy and a little slow from 3300 South down to about the South Town Mall at 106 South. Then northbound I-15, we had that accident just after 2100 South. It had been blocking a right lane of traffic, and that's causing delays back to 3300 South. Eastbound I-80 stacked up and slow transitioning to I-215's East Belt. Dave Meekin.
Well, in that stretch of I-15 where we've had the delays this afternoon, now we've got a couple of accidents, both of them off to the side, really not causing much in the way of trouble. But if you're coming over the point, this is going to be just as you're approaching, coming down just past the county line, approaching SR-92. We have an accident there that's off to the side. And then the second accident is going to be just past Thanksgiving Point. It is also off to the side, and that one's off to the left, not blocking, again, any of the travel lanes. Really not having much of an impact, but something to watch for. Your delays run from approaching SR-92 down past 2100 North right now, Mark.
It's taking quite a while to get a wreck out of the way. It is still there, off to the right, northbound I-15 Kaysville 200 North. That's where the delays are in Davis County. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.